USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence together pay their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. on this federal holiday to remember the slain civil rights leader. The two men laid a wreath at the memorial a short time ago in what was a surprise visit. The White House had said as recently as last evening that Mr. Trump had no public events scheduled today. To use an old phrase, another Democratic hat's been tossed in the ring to run for the White House in 2020.
The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for President of the United States. I'm running to lift those voices.
Democratic U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of California there, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border proposal to a vote this week as the partial government shutdown enters day 31. Congress and the president still deadlocked, though, over funding the government because of the president's demand for nearly $6 billion in border wall funding. In exchange for wall funding, he's offered temporary deportation protection for illegal immigrants brought here as kids. Democrats say the government must open first. Another police officer shot and killed in the line of duty. This time it happens yesterday in Mobile, Alabama. The police chief there, Lawrence Batiste, says,
"We lost another officer in the line of duty, Officer Sean Tudor. He was doing some follow-up work on an investigation, and he was gunned down by a suspect that we had some prior warrants on."
That alleged suspect, a 19-year-old man, is now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
More buzz coming in from Washington on a controversial BuzzFeed story as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CBS's Face the Nation he was shocked by people taking the BuzzFeed report at face value.
What surprised me was not that somebody made a mistake, intentional or not. It was astonishing to me that so many folks didn't stop and say, hey, you know, let's think about this. Could this be true?
BuzzFeed's controversial report alleged evidence the president directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. The special counsel later issued a statement that information in that report was inaccurate.
A longer video of what led up to a widely reported incident where a group of teens looked to be taunting a Native American elder, casting more light on exactly what happened. Students from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky have been at the center of the furor. The initial video released showing the classmates in Washington for Friday's anti-abortion rally surrounding Native American activist Nathan Phillips, hollering while wearing Make America Great Again hats. Outrage grew online and in the media. The school promised action against the teens, but a longer video leading up to the incident shows that helping to instigate things were members of a group called the Black Hebrew Israelites, also in town for the March for Life. The group was using racist language, calling out the students and insulting Catholics. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.